a better person than I knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yacoub with the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy? Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad.
I'm Sarah Yacoub.
I'm Pat Kreitlow, and on the show this week, we are loaded with guests. Ahead of next Tuesday's spring elections, we will have on the mayor of Merrill, Derek Wallner, to talk about why he's not seeking another term and his concerns about the tone being taken by elected officials in his city and elsewhere, who seem to be rather Trumpian, the way I see it, in their lack of adherence to the Constitution just because they can't get their way every time.
We'll also talk to Chris Hambuck Boyle of the Wisconsin Public Election Network about the school board elections taking place around the state. We also have the pleasure of chatting with Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. Basically, we need to clear the air on how these are nonpartisan elections coming up, but that doesn't mean people who are active in their local Democratic and Republican parties wouldn't make good elected officials in their communities.
But before we get to all that, we don't have a ton of time left, but before our first commercial, but I wanted to say something that I saw just like last week, and it's about Tomahawk. It's up north where we are. We're broadcasting in Tomahawk. There's a school referendum on the ballot, and it's one of 81 referenda being voted on across Wisconsin. 81. That means there's 81 school districts that need more money, and that's about $1.25 billion in taxpayer assistance. They're asking for that to continue giving Wisconsin kids good schools and a school building that doesn't fall down or fall behind technologically. So the Republican majority in the legislature is sitting on a $3.8 billion surplus because they don't want Governor Evers to look good by giving any of that money away to areas of Wisconsin that need it, such as public schools and that desperately need the help because of a decade of being underfunded. So instead, we're forcing school boards to beg voters to raise their own property taxes to fund schools. Normally, that's always a hard task, but it's even harder. It doesn't make any even sense when we've got $3.8 billion that we can help them out with. So for Tomahawk, this is their third referendum in 3 years asking for more money. In November 2020, the referendum failed by 51 votots. In Ouch. April of 2021, it failed by 35 votes. It's almost equal, you know, equal people voting. And Tomahawk is about as red as it gets politically. But parents know their schools are falling behind. And unfortunately, the community is divided because no one wants to pay more in taxes, not even liberals like me, especially those that don't have kids in school and selfishly think that means that they should be part of investing in our community's future. So it's crazy that we're sitting on a statewide surplus and we can't help some of these schools and kids. Pat?
It's unconscionable, mostly, that that Republican legislators are sitting on billions of dollars. You know, they didn't open up the state's rainy day fund during the rainiest period of our state. And they continue to sit on billions in the hopes that a Republican governor can get elected. It's not as bad as denying, you know, Merrick Garland a Supreme Court seat, but it's in that same vein of we're not going to take any action in the hopes that we can benefit later on. It's just something that adds to an already tense situation with school board elections. Over at UpNorthNewsWI.com, I posted an article late today, school board candidates across the state talking about the real venom that's out there. Although I want to get in this one quick point about it. One candidate out in Brown County told me about how some of his loudest critics online, he's reached out, wanted to meet with them, tried to clear the air. They wouldn't meet. Well, those of you who know the voter file and know you can access the voter file, he looked up these folks just to see, you know, what the deal is. Are they, you know, do they vote Republican? Do they vote? They're real people, but they don't vote. They're not registered to vote, or they're registered and they don't vote. So these are people that love to troll, but they don't actually get involved in democracy when it matters. So when we come back, the outgoing mayor of Merrill, Derek Wallner, on threats to American democracy, even at the local level. You're up north.